The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode of Spawned is brought to you by Bitsbox, an engaging monthly subscription for kids that helps teach them how to code in a super fun way. Visit bitsbox.com/coolmom and save 15% on any Bitsbox subscription with code COOLMOM. Hello and welcome to Spawned, a common sense and hopefully fun discussion on parenting and parenting culture. Hey, I'm Kristen Chase.
And I'm Liz Gumbiner, and we are the co-founders of CoolMomPicks.com. And on today's episode of Spawned, we are going to share our best, coolest, most awesome, and helpful holiday shopping tips.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? We just launched our annual holiday gift guide, and I can't believe it. There are over 350 gifts.
I can believe it because I have the dark circles under my eyes to show for it. We've been working so hard on this. So seriously, holiday shopping help galore at coolmompicks.com. You have to check it out. And because we've been doing holiday guides and online shopping for 10 years now, we thought it would be great to give all of you our best and most awesome tips about saving money when it comes to online shopping.
Yeah, because we all love free money.
And then at the end, of course, we will have our cool picks of the week.
Liz, you just said 11 years. I can't believe we've been doing this guide for 11 years, and we have done a lot of online shopping. But I don't know if you saw the Black Friday stats. It was like $3 billion, and about $1 billion of that was all done from mobile devices.
Wow.
Yes.
One third of it.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Did you like my dad a nerd there, Liz? Did you like that?
I loved it. I'm going to give you another one, too. So last year, after the holidays, they did research, and what they found out is that even though there's so many more people with Android phones out there, people with iOS devices disproportionately spend so much more money when they are shopping online.
Really?
And I think that's really fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Android users, and this is not a generalization of all Android users, but many Android users, it's kind of like disposable phones, right? Like they're using them basically to like check mail, check Facebook, and make phone calls and text, right?
I think one of the big things is that they use them for work. Like they're really, really workhorses. So
yeah.
You know.
And again, there are like some really great Android phones. The Notes are really good. The ones that don't blow up.
Yeah, those are good. The Google Pixel. There are a lot of great Android phones.
But our readers at Cool Mom Tech often say, how come you share so many apps that are only available for iOS? And there are a lot of reasons for that. But one of them is when it comes to things like shopping apps and deals and discount apps, so many more shoppers use iOS devices, iPads and iPhones and iPod touches, that it makes more sense. I mean, that's where the shoppers are. So just so y'all know, we're going to recommend some apps and extensions and things like that. And some of them are just iOS, which sucks. I mean, everybody should have access to them, but that's why. So I don't know, maybe the first shopping tip is you should get an iPhone so you have access to all the best apps.
Well, there were a lot of deals on them, but if you miss those deals, I think Target, you got like a $250 gift card if you got the iPhone 7. But you know what? Speaking of apps, let's just talk about it because there are so many great apps. We featured a bunch of Black Friday apps on Cool Mom Tech, but honestly, you can use these all the time. They weren't just limited to Black Friday. Okay, well, maybe the Black Friday app itself was limited to Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you wrote this. So which was your favorite of the kind of deal-saving apps? Because I know you've tested a lot of them.
I have tested a lot of them. You know, this isn't a pervasive deal-saving app. It's very specific to one store. But I have to say the Cartwheel app at Target is pretty awesome.
It is. It is.
And I don't know about you, but I always forget to use it. Like, I'm so glad that they have all the signs up around the store. But I know on Black Friday, they were offering an extra 15% off of like all clothing and accessories with the Cartwheel app. And so I really just try to make it a habit of when I go to Target to pull it out, because I can't tell you, like, I have actually saved a lot of money because I shop at Target a lot using the Target Cartwheel app.
I have too. And full disclosure, I was a spokesperson for Target several years ago for holidays for electronics and toys and gaming. And so I actually had to learn a lot about the Cartwheel app, and I'm totally addicted now. And by the way, they don't pay me anymore. Spokesperson. I just really like the app. It's good. While you're in store, you can see stuff that you're buying anyway that you might as well save on. It's so good. The only problem, our Target in Brooklyn is in the Atlantic Center, like in the middle of downtown Brooklyn. And the Wi-Fi reception is so bad that once you get to the checkout counter, you always can't open the damn Cartwheel app.
No, that's not good. That's terrible.
It's a nightmare. So I beg the people at Target Corporate, please put some like good Wi-Fi, public Wi-Fi in the Target in Brooklyn so we can use your app.
Yeah, for real. I mean, another one I like is Flip. It's with two P's, F-L-I-P-P. Have you tried this one?
I haven't. You know what? I don't use a lot of like deal saving apps. So this is interesting for me too. I use other, I use like a lot of extensions on my browser.
Yes. But... And I think it's a point to be made about both of us. Like we're on our laptops all the time. But I know, and from the data, right, Liz, that so many people are using their mobile device. So for those of you who are on your mobile device and you're shopping, Flip is a great one. And what it does is it actually consolidates all the flyers for the stores in your area. So you can search by your zip code and it'll bring up whether it's Target or Lowe's or the dollar store, whatever it is that you like to shop, it'll bring it up and consolidate them. So you can check them really quickly. It makes searching for stuff really easy.
So these are like the circulars you would normally get in your Sunday paper that always fall out and drive you crazy that have all the deals listed.
Exactly.
So basically you're saving a tree and saving some money. And it's Flip with two P's,
right? Flip with two P's. And actually, you know, for all the links that we talk about on the show today, we will put these all on our Cool Mom Picks podcast page because I know we're kind of whipping through a lot of them. But
Wait, I just want to throw out one more because here's another really good tip to save money, which is there are often special discounts when you shop directly through the app of the retailer. So if you're a frequent shopper at Nordstrom or Amazon or like the flash sale sites like Rulala and Gilt Group, you can get some deals. You can get like perks like notifications, early alerts of sales, things like that, if you shop through their app specifically. So they all differ, but it's really worth checking that out if there are certain stores you frequent often.
Oh, that's a great tip. I, for whatever reason, I mean, my phone has the most memory possible, and I am a little hesitant to download apps. I guess maybe I just get overwhelmed easily by everything.
Oh, I just sort them. I have like the little, you know, I put them all into one big like shopping or news.
That's
or
just
reading.
So smart and organized of you, Liz. Mine are just scattered all over my phone, although my house is in order, so I don't know what's better.
I have the dishes in the sink, but the really organized iPhone. So that's pretty much us in a nutshell.
That is hilarious. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Chrome extensions because this is how, I mean, I have saved so much money using Chrome extensions. Of course, you do have to use Chrome.
I think some people don't know what that is. An extension is basically like an app that you add to your browser. So there are Safari extensions, Firefox extensions, Chrome extensions, and Chrome, being run by Google, has some really, really good ones. So if you're browsing on that browser, then you can install stuff that automatically helps you save money as you shop.
Yes. And if you're on Microsoft Explorer, I mean, no offense to Microsoft, but come on, guys.
Come on, great grandma.
Come on over. Come to the bright side.
You know, it's funny because sometimes we look at our analytics and see what our readers are browsing on when they look at our site so we can make sure we're optimizing our site for them. And there's always like four people still clinging to Internet Explorer.
Stick with it. It's okay. You can do it.
Those are the same people that have like AOL email addresses still.
Ah, the great holdout.
Oh, tech nerd cattiness.
Okay, so what's your favorite Chrome extension? You're only allowed to have one. So what's your favorite one?
Mine is Honey.
I love Honey. I love it.
It is so good. Ah. You know, we wrote about it when it first came out several years
ago. We were like early adopters of Honey.
It is really good, you guys. Look up the Honey Chrome extension. And actually, I think they have it for Safari and other browsers as well. You upload it. And then what happens is as you're searching pretty much any major retailer, Honey will automatically pop up and search discount codes for you. So even if you're like in Amazon in the checkout, Honey will be like searching codes. If you click yes, and it will, you know, randomly cycle through like 100 codes it's found and let you know if any of them are applicable. And I've saved a ton of money from
it. Yeah, it's brilliant because it's a huge time saver. Because let's be honest, we know everyone searches for codes, right? You get to the checkout, you see that little spot and you're like, I should have a discount code.
Yes.
I'm going to go find it.
Well, that's another big tip, by the way. Like, never buy anything online without first searching for a discount code.
And yeah, but Honey does it for you.
Right, right.
It's awesome.
Or sometimes maybe it doesn't find it. I do double duty and I search for it anyway.
Oh, look at
you. I go to sites like Retail Me Not.
That's a scary place.
It's good though. It's pretty
good. I get lost in there.
Like I'm looking at it right now. It's showing up to 50% cyber deals at like a particular retailer. And it's got a thing that says 26% success. So it lets you know like whether this is worthwhile or not because users rate whether this is a good code or not. So I like that one. But Honey does it all for for you. And in fact, if you're on sites like Amazon, I was doing my holiday shopping over Black Friday weekend to try to knock it all off early and save a lot of money.
Yeah, baby.
Which I did. And I didn't even know this. This is new. While I was on Amazon, I would be looking at a kind of gift that maybe is like more common, like a, I don't know, some kind of like emoji pillow or something for the kids. And Honey
of course
would pop up and say, you found the best deal here on this product.
Yep.
So it let you know already that like nobody else sells it cheaper at Amazon.
I love it. It's great. I mean, that new feature alone is so helpful because I think sometimes you don't know what you're getting into. You know what I mean? And then you get to the checkout and you're not even sure. So when it tells you you're getting the best deal, again, it's just a huge time saver and no one has any extra time to spend.
Yeah.
So if it can save you time and save you money, that's awesome.
What's your favorite extension?
I've been using Ebates a lot, actually. And I have to say, like a long time ago, maybe it was like last year, they were a sponsor of part of our back to school gift guide. But ever since then, I adopted it and I use it all the time. Now, the thing with Ebates is that you have to sign up and it can be tricky because you have to shop through their app or through their website. So a lot of people forget.
Oh, so you have to like get in the habit of shopping through Ebates.
Yeah, it's hard to do. That's why I
You know what? That reminds me. I signed up for it and I haven't done it. So you're right. I'm not.
Yeah. See, that's why you need the Chrome extension.
That's
smart. So if you get the Ebates Chrome extension, and keep in mind, these are all free, guys. So that it's not, you're not paying for them. You just go, you Google it, you just add it to your Chrome extension. You're not paying.
Yeah. They all make money by having relationships with the retailer. So they're all paying each other. You don't have to pay anything.
Exactly. So with Ebates, you don't save money. You actually get cash back. And what I love about the Chrome extension is anytime you go to a site that has a relationship with Ebates, you get a little pop up. Would you like to save 7% today? And I'm like, why, yes, I would.
That's great. So you've really saved a lot.
Oh my gosh. And then you click yes. And then I've seen a little comments like, I'm wondering if this is legit. I've totally gotten money back by PayPal. So it's, yeah, it really, really works. And they do have special deals. Like I think Nordstrom at one point was an extra, like from 6%, they went up to 9% or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I don't keep up with that because I can't. But just know that any site that you go to that does give money back on Ebates, like even Etsy, counts too.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know you said just pick one, but I have to give just one more because this one's really, really good.
Okay.
It's called Price Blink.
I knew you were going to pick
that. And it's an app, but also it's an extension, so you can use it either way. And what it does is it has like a little bar that automatically pops up when you're at one of zillions of major retailers, and it automatically lets you know if coupons have been found or if you can find that item less expensively elsewhere, which is fantastic for stuff like electronics. So like I just clicked over to J.Crew to see what would happen, and right away a little bar comes up that says coupons found. Save up to 4% immediately with discounted J.Crew e-gift cards at Raise.com. So whether or not I want that, I can find it. And then I can click open a little drop-down window for more information. And I see that actually today there's free shipping on $150 or more on your J.Crew order or $5 flat rate shipping on any order. So without having to poke around the site, I can get the information right from Price Blink. Or similarly, if you're on a site like, say, Best Buy, and you're looking at a TV or a gaming system for your kids, Price Blink will pop up and it will say, you can get this item for $99 less at this site.
Yeah,
and
that
again, you get a drop-down list and it will show you all the sites.
I love that feature.
Now, that may or may not factor in shipping.
Right.
So you have to kind of look at that. But I save a ton of money because I might be, you know, about to buy something at one site and I realize like, oh, darn, if I just go to this other place, I'll save a lot of money.
Yeah, it's super helpful. I use it too. I use all of these. And you know what? Let's just talk about shipping because you brought it up. It's a really, really good point.
Yeah.
You just talked about free shipping. A lot of people forget, they see a great deal and then you get to the checkout and then they're like, why is the shipping $20?
You know what? That happened to me this morning. I found these really cute candles that I thought would be good stocking stuffers. I love them. They were like $18 each and shipping was like $7.50.
No.
So now I have to look at it like, okay, I would spend $18 for a candle. Would I spend $25 for the same candle? And it's kind of a psychological thing.
It is totally a psychological
thing. You have to train yourself to do when you're doing online shopping.
Yes.
It's like the way $9.99 is really $10 and you have to say to yourself $10.
Yep. My kids, that's $10.
Psychologically, you have to add in the shipping price and the taxes and say, this is the amount I'm spending. The other thing, this is really cynical, but this is what I do also. If I'm going to buy something, add whatever percentage your tax bracket is. So if you're paying like 30% tax and you're about to buy a $100 pair of shoes, you need to look at it like, okay, I have to earn $130 to pay for those shoes. And I know that's really anal of me, but when I'm trying to save money, that's how I look at things. It's like, okay, now is it worth it?
I think those are really great things. Honestly, though, I mean, it is a little bit of a downer because Damn, those and those New York taxes are killer, man.
No, you're telling me. About to get worse, but that's a whole other story.
We're all moving to Delaware. We're going to Delaware. But that's a great point. So please remember the free shipping. I get tricked because I'm like, ooh, it's 10% off. But honestly, you're going to get that right back because you're going to pay for shipping.
Yeah.
You know, it's tacked right back on again. And you had another great tip, Liz. You have so many. I have to say, I love this idea of looking at the manufacturer's site.
Yes.
Because a lot of websites do this, especially Amazon, where they give you what you think is the original manufacturer price, but it's honestly not all the time, right?
If you go to sites like Amazon or even like a Best Buy or Target, places that discount, or you know who does it?
Who?
Majorly is like Gilt Group and Outlook and all those kind of flash sale sites.
Is
they say regular price $100, discounted price $39. Well, you can go to the manufacturer's site and go, it's not $100. It's retailing for $80. So maybe there might be some way they're calculating the manufacturer's recommended price, but nobody's actually selling it for that high of an amount.
It seems like they found like the one day where it was that price and they're like, okay, that was it.
Yeah, I don't think what they're doing is lying. I think they're finding like kind of sneaky ways to show you the highest possible price that it could be sold for. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time, but if you're going to make especially like a high ticket purchase,
right,
I would
go
to the manufacturer's site first and look at the real retail value. Also know that manufacturers don't undercut their retailers. So let's say you see a cool item at an Etsy shop and that artist also sells things at Urban Outfitters. It's unlikely that you will find it less at the Etsy shop than you will at Urban Outfitters.
Yes.
Because they want their retailers to sell their stuff.
Exactly.
So go to the original person or manufacturer company site and see what the real retail price is so you know if you really are getting a discount.
I feel like my mind is being messed with, Liz.
Hey, these are 10 years of online shopping tips gathered all just for you. So I really hope these are helpful.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot myself because I know that I'm easily duped by that, right? You see, you're like, whoa, it's 60% off. That's awesome from the manufacturer
price.
And then you go look it up and you're like, wait a second, it's only 20% off. That really changes things in terms of whether I want it or not. And also, should you be shopping just based on the fact that it's 20% off?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you should be thinking about other things rather than, ooh, it's just a great deal.
Exactly. And you know what? While we're on it, here's like another sneaky thing that people do that
this
drives
is so
me crazy.
Sneaky.
Which is that they use cookies to track you, and often they will raise or lower prices based on that.
Yeah, we're not talking about chocolate chip cookies.
No. Techie cookies. This happens on an airline app that I use a lot where I have at several times gone to book a flight. I've looked at a price, let's say it's $500, and I walk away from it. I come back and an hour later, it's $600. And I'm like, what? It just went up in an hour? So then I will get off my phone, I'll go to my laptop, I will go to the airline site, and it's $500 again.
Boom!
So I know that they're cookieing me. They're like tracking me. And basically, if I didn't buy it right away, they're going to raise the price. So that sucks.
Yeah.
One of the things you can do, clear your cookie. You should do this anyway. Just
yes.
Clear your cookies all the time. It's Command, Shift, Delete. And you'll get like a little pop-up window for your settings. And it says clear browsing data. And you just need to check the box. It says cached images and files. You can clear your browsing history. You can delete just from the past day, from the past week, as long as you want.
You can do like the whole entire lifetime that you've been on your browser, which is scary.
Although then you're going to kind of lose any saved information you might have on websites. So just know that.
Yes.
But it's good in general just to clear your cache from time to time to keep your computer clean and safe, but also because you may be getting a little reamed on prices based on retailers who are less scrupulous.
Right, and it's less work than what you did, which was go from gadget to gadget, because who wants to get up, Liz, and like go from their phone to their computer?
I just want to point out, I just used cookie as a verb.
You did.
And so I apologize to all of our word nerd friends out there. Cookieing.
I wasn't even going to say anything. I was just going to say that was very unique.
It's our very unique, my pet peeve.
Now, there are so many sites, as even on ours, although we don't offer a discount because we have nothing to discount. But if you go to websites, you'll see the pop-ups that tell you if you sign up for their newsletter, for whatever it is, you will get 10%, 15%. You'll get something off.
Do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
And can I just take one little sidebar and say, what is with those pop-ups making you feel like shit when you don't do it? Have you seen that, Liz?
Yes.
Why?
Well, they're trying to be funny, right? So I like the ones that are like, yes, I love saving money. No, not right now. Like, that's fine.
Right. That's
but
nice.
Sometimes they're like, no, I hate good things and saving money, and I'm a real asshole, and I'm fat, too. I'm like, wow, I'd never want to go to your site again.
Yeah, I swear to God, one was like, yes, I'm cool and awesome. And one was like, no, I am really terrible. It was like that bad.
Like you're really terrible because you don't sign up for the person's newsletter. Like, you're not going to intimidate me into getting on your email list.
Right. But you know what? It can help if you do say yes, because you do get those deals and they can help, especially if it's a first time purchase at a place, if it's a new website and you definitely want something from there. We say do it. But the trick is to set up a separate email account so that you can use that email for only signing up for deals.
And by the way, I often like looking at the newsletters. And you can use a service, we've talked about this before, Unroll Me, so that all your newsletters get rolled up into one little daily or weekly email to you so that you're not getting bombarded with mail. Because I actually like, you know, from certain retailers, I want to know when they're having a sale or a special deal or something for card members. You know, not everybody just signs up for the newsletter and doesn't look at it, but that's, of course, always an option. And so seriously, do it. Like, why not get money off your first purchase for doing nothing but signing up for email?
Yeah. And just keep in mind, emails are free. So you don't, you know, like, you can have like lots of emails. You don't need just one email address.
That's
and people kind of get freaked out sometimes, but they're free. You can set them up.
I do. I still have an old Yahoo account from that.
So do I. And I don't even think I can get in it. I just use it to sign up for stuff.
Same.
Which kind of defeats the purpose, I guess.
I look at it like once a year and it's like 400 emails from like fundraising. And then like everything else is from, I don't know, one newspaper I signed up for once with that address that sends me 18 emails
a day.
Oh my
God, do you run away screaming? I would run away screaming.
So let's talk about warranties for
yes.
a second. Because that's something people always ask about.
And they need them.
What do? You get the warranty on products?
It really depends. If it's an Apple product, I always get a warranty of some kind. But you know what? I tend not to. And, you know, I never did this because you told me that a lot of credit cards actually offer extended warranties on stuff. I had no idea that that was a thing.
They do.
That's crazy.
In fact, I have an Amex card that doubles the manufacturer warranty. So I tend to buy things on my Amex specifically because why not? Then I don't have to pay for the warranty. Also, you know, sometimes the manufacturer's warranty isn't enough. Like with Apple, for example, I always get AppleCare.
Yes.
Always, 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 always. It's so worth it. If you give anybody an Apple product for the holidays, please get them the AppleCare warranty
yes.
along with it. Like without it, useless.
Yep.
But from other companies, you know, like maybe you don't want the warranty from Best Buy or from the furniture store or whatever department store you're shopping at. Another thing that you can do is look at services like SquareTrade. At SquareTrade.com, they do warranties for stuff like laptops, cameras, cell phones, TVs. They have accidental damage coverage, and it costs you usually a lot less than a lot of what the retailers offer and gives you better coverage.
That is so smart. I think the only other tip then is to make sure you keep track of the warranties, because I am terrible at doing that. And they can really be money savers later on if anything happens, if anything breaks.
I know.
That's my problem, is I buy them and I don't know where the heck I put them all.
I bought some furniture like 5 years ago with like a lifetime warranty for if anything rips or gets stained or anything at all. And I was like, yes, so worth it. Well, now that everything's ripped, I can't find the thing.
That's so frustrating.
It's driving me crazy. I'm like, all my chairs are ripping. I need new stuff that I paid for 5 years ago and I can't find it. So yeah, good tip that I need to heed as well.
All right. And then the last one is, I've never been to this website, Mommy Points. What's that all about?
Yes. She's great. She's a blogger. You can follow her on Twitter at Mommy Points.
Or assuming she's a mom.
She is a mom. And the reason it's called Mommy Points is not because she scores points for, you know, being a mom, although we should, but she's all about saving money through frequent reward programs in particular.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So she does a lot of traveling and she, God, she is amazing. Like, she spends her entire day looking at how to kind of game the systems legally. Like, if you are signed up for a rewards card through your credit card, and in addition, you're saving money through a rewards program like, you know, Nordstrom points or Plenty or something like that. She tells you how to combine things to double dip. You know what I love? I love those CVS receipts.
Oh,
like
baby.
8 miles long.
Are you kidding me? Those are the best.
I
get
totally
so excited when I get extra care bucks.
So she lets you know all that stuff. She like keeps up with all the deals. She lets you know that there's like a 2-day only JetBlue promo code. It's a really good site, not just for like kind of immediately what's going on right now, but in general for tips for saving money using those point systems, which really, really pay off. Like, I've gotten a lot of Christmas gifts with my membership miles over the years.
That's fantastic. Mommy points. All right, well, I'm going to have to check that out because I didn't even know about it. And hey, if you guys have any online shopping tips that you want to share with us, we would love to hear from you. I mean, you can email us, fond@coolmompics.com, or you can pop them up on Twitter. We're happy to retweet them and share them. We're at coolmompics, and you can use the hashtag #SpawnShow, or you can head over to Facebook and leave us a comment there. We love hearing from you. And keep in mind all of the links and every single thing, because this today especially, we went through a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
A lot. We will put it on our Cool Mom Picks podcast page so that you can find and hopefully save yourself some money this holiday season.
I hope so too. And hey, we'll be back right after this.
So Liz, I am so excited to talk to you even more about our sponsor Bitsbox today, because we've been playing around with it in our house.
Speaking of cool holiday gifts.
Absolutely. It's a subscription box and website that teaches kids to love coding. I mean, they actually learn how to code. And I know this because my 9-year-old son in particular created an app where Obama burps.
I love 9-year-old boys so much.
Right? Isn't that perfect?
My daughter would create something having to do with a nose twerking zombie, which for whatever reason is her favorite impression these days. Mom, I'm a nose twerking zombie.
And you totally can do that with Bitsbox. You can totally do that. So what happens is you get a box in the mail, and what's inside are these cool activities and crafts, but it's those super cards. It's the cards that have instructions and different apps already coded on them. You know, it's for kids 6 to 14. So if you have 6 and 7-year-olds, they really need to be pretty precocious and good typers, because this does involve keyboarding skills. Keep that in mind. But, you know, I think the sweet spot is like 9 to 11. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, you log onto their website, and my son started, you know, just following along with the code. And then once he kind of got the hang of it, well, he's just... he was making his own apps, and that's where Obama burping came along.
And that is something you will not see in the iTunes store.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, I think this is really cool for our listeners, especially, you know, we all have kids to shop for on our list, whether our own or nieces or nephews or grandkids or godkids. And I think it's a great gift for kids that love challenging their brains. It's great for kids that already have enough toys. Plus, parents just feel good about giving educational STEM toys.
Yeah, and you know what? The kids aren't just learning coding. They're not just learning like a version of JavaScript, which is actually what they're doing. But one big thing for me, and I'm sure it's important to you, is they're actually learning how to use the keyboard. Like, their typing skills are put to work.
Yeah.
And they don't even know it, because they're just trying to make, you know, some random alien fart.
Well, then I know some adults that could probably use Bitsbox too.
Absolutely. And guess what?
What?
We have a great discount for our listeners. You can save 15% off any Bitsbox subscription with the promo code COOLMOM. So head over to bitsbox.com/coolmom and, you know, send it out to someone special or many someone special for the holidays.
So now it's time for
Cool Picks of the Week. Cool Picks of the Week.
So Liz, we actually had a comment from a listener, Suze, this week. Hi,
yeah.
Suze. She's a fan from Canada. And she had a good question about our Cool Picks of the Week. She was wondering whether the Cool Picks were sponsored or
not. No, they are not sponsored.
No,
that's the short
not.
Answer. Absolutely not.
That's
the
TLDR.
So a lot of people who know our podcast but may not know coolmompicks.com for some crazy reason, Kristen. I don't even know why. This is what we do. We like find cool stuff, like whether it's helpful tips or crafts or recipes or tech or gadgets or gifts or baby gear. And we share the coolest stuff. So when we decided to do Cool Picks of the Week on Spawned, it was really just another way to like give a shout out to something that we thought was cool that week. And if anybody is a sponsor for any reason, like a recent sponsor, we will always mention that.
Yeah. And to be fair, like, we do get some stuff sent to us from agencies and from companies who want us to check their stuff out. And we'll also say that too. But we're under no obligation to say anything about them. But if we really do like them, that's how they end up here. And that's how they end up on our site.
Let's just say we have more stuff that comes in the mail that goes right back then that makes it onto the website. We're very picky.
Exactly.
So let's talk about our Cool Picks of the Week.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I had to pick this amazing, awesome unicorn tea from our friend Christine Coe.
Hi, Christine.
So she runs the website Boston Mamas. I mean, she is prolific. I know she does about 12 other things too.
Yeah, well, she co-authored Minimalist Parenting, which is one of our
yes,
favorite
of
books
course.
With Asha Dornfest. And they co-host a podcast also called
Minimalist parenting. No, it's called Edit Your Life. Christine is truly everywhere. So she just launched another thing. It's called Brave New World Designs on Etsy. She was making these t-shirts just for fun, and she would put them on Facebook, and then bazillions of people were like, you need to sell these, you need to make these, which is just how like a lot of the people that we know and love have started.
It is. And she's a great designer. We hired her when we first started our site. She was designing like little gift guide badges for us. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. That was 11 years ago. Holy cow.
Yeah. So she's a talented designer aside from everything else in the world that she does.
So anyway, this t-shirt is awesome. It's just a really cool gold glittery unicorn, and it says established, and it has your birth date, and it's for adults. This isn't really for kids. And so hers is like established 1972, and it is awesome. All her shirts give back to a great cause, and we actually decided to include it in our coolest personalized gifts gift guide. So you'll find it there along with lots of other cool personalized gifts for the holidays.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you picked that, because I'm also going to pick something out of our 2016 holiday gift guide.
Ooh.
I love the personal gifts, by the way, because I think we found really cool stuff. Like, there's no, like, you know, etched beer glasses. It's really unique stuff. You know, nothing wrong with those of you who like your monogram beer glasses.
Beer
but
glasses.
We try to find really unique stuff. Very unique.
Oh, listen to you. You did it. I have infiltrated your brain officially.
But we have a lot of really good categories on the guide. One of my other favorites is 35 gifts that give back to 35 different amazing causes. And we really spent a lot of time tracking down all the different causes that are near and dear to our hearts and those of our readers. Everything from health issues to civil rights to helping women and children to education to rescuing pets. Anyway, super cool stuff. One of my favorites.
I can't believe you narrowed it down to one favorite, because there are so many good things.
I don't. I have 35 favorites, but I'm just picking one to talk about today because otherwise our listeners would be on for like 6 hours. We could do a whole episode just about all of Liz's favorite gifts that give back. Or you could just visit our website and see them there.
But yeah, that's probably the easier thing.
So let me talk about one in particular. There's a company called Caliber Collection, who we found a couple years ago.
Yes.
And I personally am very concerned about all the preventable gun violence in our country. It's terrifying. My kids had a lockdown drill at school yesterday.
Oh, no.
And the principal forgot to say, this is a soft lockdown drill. He said, this is a hard lockdown.
Oh, my goodness.
By accident on the loudspeaker, and the kids freaked out. Anyway, oh. It was an accident. He apologized. He laughed. Everything was fine. But my daughter was a little freaked out. Anyway, this is the world we live in now, right? It's scary. So here's a company doing a really positive, cool thing about it. What they're doing is to support gun violence prevention and police departments in metro urban areas is they're upcycling metal from gun buyback programs.
It's amazing.
And turning them into gorgeous cufflinks and cuffs and bangles.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And so when you look at the site at Caliber Collection, you can see these beautiful, they're beautiful, and they're not cheap, by the way.
No, they're not.
They're really nice. So you can see these like gorgeous bangles, right? Or I think we have the cufflinks in our guide, but they're all good. And they're from places like Detroit, Hartford, San Francisco, Newark, and that's stamped on each of the items that you could potentially buy, along with the serial number from the gun or the bullets that had been melted down. And then with the profits, they give it back to the police departments and to those cities and communities.
It's really amazing
so that
what they do.
The police department will be more empowered and better mm-hmm. funded to help have more of these buyback programs and to get more illegal guns off the street. So not only is it doing something incredible, but you get like a really cool, special, beautiful gift that kind of like lets you wear the cause on your sleeve, literally.
I don't know, Liz, but especially this time of year, and I think especially this year, it's so important to help causes. The gifts that give back to me are just, there's something that's, I don't know, I just got like verklempt a little as you were talking.
I know,
to be honest
it's good.
With you.
And you know, just to like a little more about them, they were founded with Cory Booker, who was the mayor of Newark.
Yeah.
And since then, in the last 4 years, they've raised $147,000 for police departments.
That's awesome.
So this is like meaningful charity. This really creates meaningful change. And so even in our guide, we really looked for gifts that were doing something meaningful, tangible, and substantial, not just like a random percentage of profits will go to a charity that we're not mentioning.
That's so true. That's so,
so
true.
So we're very careful to like research the companies and make sure they're giving a significant amount of money to a very specific cause and make sure that cause is really good too. And so anyway, Caliber Collection, I think they're doing such cool things. Take a look. And if you've got a couple hundred bucks to spare on and gorgeous jewelry that gives back. I hope you'll check out their site.
And keep in mind, we are going to put links to all our gift guide, well, actually our whole entire gift guide, on this podcast page. So if you want to shop, and thanks for letting us talk about our gift guide so much, right? I swear we don't make any money off this.
This is not totally self-promotional. Like, we're, you know, we really founded our site to help promote small businesses and women and minority-owned companies and stuff that mothers were doing to support their families. And so many of the gifts in our guide really help those kinds of businesses. So, you know, it's doing something nice for somebody else. And hey, we're a small business too.
That's true. And with all our tips, you can save money while you're doing it. There's just so many levels to awesomeness today.
Basically, we're feeling really good and a little punchy after spending like 400 straight hours getting the guide out.
Well, thanks for joining us for another episode of Spawned. Huge thanks to our engineer, John Bowen. And thanks you, listeners, for all your emails and tweets and comments. We really appreciate it and we love reading them.
And hey, we love hearing from you in any way. So one of the ways that you can communicate with us is leave us a review on iTunes. I think that's a great idea, don't you, Kristen?
Hey, if you're going to give us a holiday gift, that would be it, right there.
It costs you nothing and it'll make us super happy. And hey, make sure to subscribe to Spawned and download our episodes so that you can keep up with us each week.
Thanks for listening to Spawned. This is Kristen.
And this is Liz. Have a great day.
Bye.